FBI Special Agent Associate Jace Quinn crept through the dewy grass, breath steady, senses on high alert. His night vision goggles depicted the green form of Case Agent Mark Hennessy, leading the team toward a single covered duplex some 20 yards to the right. The swish of FBI windbreakers, creak of leather holsters, and an allergic sounding sniff from someone bringing up the rear broke the pre-dawn stillness. At the end of the thick boxwood hedge, Hennessy dropped to a crouch, and Jace and the six other multi-agency personnel swiftly followed. "You two," the case agent murmured, pointing to Gibbs and Fontana. "Go round back. Wait for the all clear." They eased away. Jace press-checked his Glock 26 for the umpteenth time. He was so damn ready for this takedown. The intensive four-month investigation, mired in dead ends and mounting frustration, had finally yielded a suspect. Thomas Bradley. This morning's arrest warrant would hopefully uncover evidence Bradley was the mastermind behind the Mosque Mohammed bombings that had killed 245 Muslims last June. The success of this dedicated task force was about to explode across international headlines. Today was for the history books.
"On my signal,"
Hennessy's harsh whisper floated back to the team. As one, they resumed their stooped positions and threaded their way to the edge of the quaint, whitewashed porch.
"Go, go, go!"
Hennessy dove to the left of the door. Jace plastered himself opposite, and the four men barreled forward with the battering ram. The boom of impact and the door slamming into the foyer wall exploded the morning silence. Hennessy lunged inside, tossing a couple of flashbang grenades, and Jace hurtled into the first room on the right, a dining room.
"Clear!"
Bootsteps thundered upstairs. Another door was breached, presumably by Rogers and Gonzalez, who were assigned the basement. Calls of clear echoed rapidly as rooms were systematically secured. Jace sidestepped into the hall. An overpowering stench cut through the sulfur smoke, one he instantly recognized from his SEAL days, a decaying body. He breathed through his mouth as he cleared the rest of the ground floor, a rote procedure now. No one was here. No one could live with this overwhelming stink. He met Hennessy in the kitchen, who nodded toward the back door. Jace led in Gibbs and Fontana.
"Basement secured,"
Gonzalez yelled from below.
"Looks like he was busy making pipe bombs."
"Upstairs is clear,"
Peters called in a strangled voice.
"Body in the master."
The four men in the kitchen traded despondent looks as they lowered their weapons.
"Let's go,"
Hennessy muttered, then led the way upward. The stench grew with each step, burning Jace's eyes, and he spastically swallowed sour saliva. He had to avoid the gruesome sight at all costs. No one but his SEAL Team 3 partner, Dirk, had discovered his weenie secret, and Dirk had died in the May blast that started this horrific chain of bombings. Peters and Morgan loitered green-faced in the hallway.
"Too decomposed to recognize if it's a subject," Peters said.
"And I think the cat's been hungry,"
Morgan added, then brushed by them with a breathy,
"Oh, shit,"
as he tore down the stairs and out the door. Hennessy stopped in the threshold. Jace stared over at the case agent's back, so it looked like he was peering over his shoulder. Gibbs crowded in, then muttered an obscenity that was interrupted by a gurgling wretch as he too scrambled downstairs.
"Call for the ME and forensics when you're done,"
Hennessy yelled after him. "I'll do it," Jace half turned, relief flooding through him. When Fontana, still in the stairwell, raised his walkie-talkie.
"On it."
He pivoted and descended into fresh air. Jace clenched his jaw. Between the ungodly odor and his growing panic, his breathing grew erratic, and dots swarmed his vision. How in the hell was he going to get out of dealing with whatever horror lay inside that room? And yet, here was a chance to impress the case agent. Everyone but Peters had wussed out. With a sigh, Hennessy cautiously stepped into the bedroom.
"Scat!"
A black cat burst through the doorway, its unholy, almost human screech blending with Peter's panicked yelp as the cat shot between his legs and down the hall, disappearing into the last room on the right. Heart thundering, Jace exhaled an obscenity and braced a hand against the wall. His breathing mimicked a hyperventilating teenage girl at a boy band concert. What made him think he could do this? He had to get gone. Now.